This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. It's Tina Camellia, Sharmila Ganesan and Sumitra Selvaraj. And here's today's lineup.
Would you wear bacteria-filled clothing if it helped you deal with a body odor problem? Don't sniff at the idea just yet. We'll share with you what a designer and a microbiologist have invented.
And then following that, this week is the 5th anniversary of Robin Williams' death. And this year is also the 30th anniversary of one of his most beloved films, Dead Poets Society. So we revisit the movie and the actor's legacy. And on that note, we are asking you on Twitter, what is your favorite Robin Williams role? So you can tell us at BFM Radio, tell us other, you know, other fond memories you might have of him. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-773-2900.
First up, some music, Something So Strong by Crowded House.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Crowded House with Something So Strong. Thanks for sticking around. Let's get straight to our first story.
So a designer has come up with a rather novel creation as part of her postgraduate degree course. Rosie Broadhead designed a bodysuit that is embedded with live bacteria, which will combat body odor.
All right. So just for the record, body odor is actually caused by bacteria and not sweat. Sweat is odorless when produced, but then the bacteria that live on the skin break down the proteins in sweat into acids, and that is what actually gives off that unpleasant smell.
Is it anyone else? I'm actually starting to imagine random smells in the studio.
Actually, some like your mic socks, for example, might smell a little bit iffy.
That is true. Yeah.
So this bodysuit, this bacteria bodysuit, right? What it's meant to do is it's supposed to add non-odor-forming bacteria to the skin, therefore crowding out the odor-causing bacteria. So it's like playing around with the balance of bacteria on the skin, just like how people might take probiotics for a healthy gut. Yeah. So the bodysuit is called Skin 2 and was designed as part of Rosie Broadhead's postgraduate degree at the Central St. Martin Arts University, which is a really well-known arts university. And she worked with a Belgian microbiologist, Chris Callewaert, I hope I'm not mangling his name, who provided her with the probiotic bacteria that she then embedded into the textile. And because the bodysuit works in reducing body odor, it doesn't need to be washed as often.
Okay.
And in case you're wondering, yes, the live bacteria in the bodysuit will withstand a 30-degree wash.
There's just so much information I'm trying to take in with this still. But there is a sustainable aspect to this as well, because if there is less body odor, then you don't have to wash your clothes as often.
Absolutely.
And you save on detergents, microplastics from the microplastics from the clothes that make its way into the oceans when you wash your clothes.
Yeah.
So less laundry is always a good thing.
Always a good thing. So when I first read the news article, right, my initial thoughts were all about, would people be open to the idea of wearing a bacteria bodysuit? But I think
please don't say bacteria bodysuit. I'm imagining either someone dressed up as bacterium or a suit with, you know, if you shine one of those lights on it, it's just like glowing. Oh, no, I cannot.
I was imagining a piece of fabric with mold all over
it. I know.
Green,
so
bluish.
You would have thought that the story would have been about that bodysuit. Mm-hmm. But actually, I think a more interesting topic is about body odor itself and how difficult it is, a subject it is for so many people to speak about or even broach, right? So we asked a couple of people around the office how they would handle a colleague who has a body odor problem and whether they'd be comfortable informing them about it.
I think I would, but depending if I'm really, really close to the person, I would probably tell them. But at the same time, I would just sort of talk to them about it really, really nicely. Just kind of like, hey, I don't know if anybody has told you this, and it's not like a narrative in your character or anything, but you have a certain smell. I'm wondering if there's a reason, or like, is it like a medical thing? Because sometimes it is medical and they can't really help it. So I think for us, on our part, it's good to sort of understand why they have that, or maybe they're just really not aware and nobody's ever told them. But I think there's a really nice way to do it. Like, you don't have to just be like, oh, you smelly bro, but you can just be like, hey, I think you smell like different, you know? Yeah, so I think that's a really nice way to tell them.
First thing that comes into mind is I wouldn't. But it probably depends on the magnitude and also how closely are we working together. Because if it's someone that I sit next to, but still, it's a difficult question to answer because I think it's rather offensive to inform someone if they have bad body odor. So, yeah.
I probably wouldn't because I don't think... I think it's only something you tell someone when you're fairly close to them or if you work with them on a fairly regular basis.
I would tell a colleague if they have a bad body odor, but I think the way you tell it is also very important. You know, you need to be subtle about it. And try to talk to them about it, not in front of like a group of people, just have like a one-on-one.
I think not directly, but maybe a little bit more subtly if you maybe buy them deodorant or scented soaps or something like that.
I will not tell directly, but if he or she is my close friend, I would just tap on his or her shoulder. But if it's a colleague, I think... actually, I don't know. Maybe I would tell the HR, and the HR would actually do the job.
So I'm not judging any of these answers, okay? Because there are our colleagues who I love very, very much.
But HR, I mean, firstly, what is that conversation going to be like? And then poor HR person.
Oh, really? Probably the most hated person.
I know.
Right? HR is always not liked.
I know.
In almost any organization. Imagine and now if you're giving them...
imagine if you got a letter from HR telling you that you have...
That you need to buy... That you need to wear deodorant.
Yeah, that would be scary. But you can tell from the answers, right? It's hard. This is a hard conversation to have. I mean, would the both of you be able to do it? Would you be able to sit next to a colleague who had bad body odor and have that conversation with them? Would you?
I would be able to tell a colleague, a friend, whoever, if it was someone I was relatively close to, I think. Close enough that I could point it out to them gently and be confident that they wouldn't take it the wrong way. But I have actually worked with someone who sat near me in a previous job with bad breath, not body odor, bad breath. And I couldn't do anything about it. How do you tell someone? Because also, what if it was a medical condition or you know, something that they can't really do anything about and you're just making them feel bad about it?
So that's really interesting, right? Because I feel that in these sort of situations, in previous job, when you're a journalist and a part of your work would be to interview people. Mm-hmm. What if, you know, bad breath would impact the quality of the interviews?
Yeah.
I'm sure it does. Even with body odor, especially with our smaller studios, when you do a one-on-one intimate interview and you're spending the whole hour with them.
Yeah.
You just want to finish it up and get out
of
there.
And at least in this case, in a case like an interview, you kind of have to do it. But there are other cases where people could genuinely be denied opportunities or be left out of situations because, you know, they have body odor or something like that. And it... I don't know. Is it really possible people don't know?
I think it is because you hear this all the time. And I know I'm pretty paranoid about whether I am smelling offensive or not. And I feel that sometimes you can't smell it on yourself.
Yeah, because you've... I suppose if it smells of you...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't smell it.
I mean, my guide is if I can smell myself, I'm pretty sure pretty everyone bad. Can.
Right, but then what I do is, you know, I go the opposite direction. If I'm being paranoid and I think that I smell, I go and douse myself with perfume,
right.
And that's just as bad sometimes, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So, also, people don't really like being told, do they?
No, they don't. And that's what the challenge is, because I do actually go up to people who I'm close to and I will ask them, like, I feel maybe like I'm a little ripe today.
Yes.
Can you smell anything? Or, you know, I just had whatever garlic pizza for lunch. You know, does my breath smell funky? I would do that. But I don't know whether I would tell someone the same.
Can we do that pact thing among the three of us?
I mean, I often do that, especially if I had a pretty... I don't know, oniony lunch,
right.
And I have to, you know, have a show right after. I would say, can you smell my breath? I would ask, you know, one of you guys, right?
But is that just us? Is that level of familiarity something that we're comfortable doing in the office because, you know, the relationships are
possibly
close?
Possibly. And also because we can understand, especially because of the nature of our job.
Yes.
Right? We get it.
Yes. Yeah. Which is why when, you know, we went around asking people in the office, I made it very clear that, you know, would you be okay with a colleague telling you? Because a friend is different, right? And people might say, oh, but my colleagues are my friends. Mm.
So interestingly, Lara just WhatsApped in to say she thinks it's quite okay to tell someone if they've got bad body odor. Mm. But if it comes from a family member, she'd get pretty offended because they wouldn't be nice about it and they can get quite demeaning.
Right.
And she also said if it was someone that she works with, it does get awkward. But if they go like... if they said, wow, you smelly, you shower or not, then it'll be really weird. And it's true. Like, that's not a coming from a place of concern, right?
No. Yeah. But does humor help deflect the situation, though?
Possibly. It also depends on the person, no?
It does, yeah. And it also depends. I think it really depends whether it's a one-off thing that is not something you're struggling with all the time and you're already embarrassed about it. Mm-hmm. If it's like today you just happen to smell a bit worse because, you know, gym, rush to work, whatever, it's different.
Mm. And chronic body odor is something that some people do suffer from. Mm-hmm. And I can see how a bodysuit like this would be beneficial. And the science behind it is solid, right? I just wanted to share a very, very quick article with you. The microbiologist whom I mentioned, who worked with the designer on this, his area of interest is researching body odor. Mm-hmm. And I found this amazing article in The New Scientist. So don't judge the words. They're not my words. He did this fascinating experiment where he took a pair of twins. One twin was the stinky twin, not my words. The other twin was the unstinky twin. And he got the unstinky twin to not shower for 4 days so that the bacteria in his armpit would come towards the surface. He scraped that off and then he transplanted, look at Tina's face, he transplanted it to the stinky twin's armpit and then found that there was a reduction in body odor. So good bacteria does help crowd out bad bacteria.
And yeah, a twin would allow their...
I know, right? Someone else's bacteria to be... Well, I don't know, you know. Maybe if you really struggled with body odor, you could be convinced to allow someone else's body bacteria to be transplanted onto you.
He did try it with 17 other pairs, but not twins. They were all, you know, family members who are willing to donate armpit bacteria.
Oh dear. Well, then the bodysuit is a much easier alternative, I think.
I would think so too.
Well, anyway, let us know if you have any ideas about how to respectfully tell your colleagues about their bad BO. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or call us 7733-2900. Meanwhile, here's Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.